章十章。
This week's Bible reading includes Mark chapter 9 and 10.
那在马可的第九章里面
，In Mark chapter 9，
记载主耶稣改变形象。
It records of the transfiguration of Jesus.
这是一个非常特别的事件。
This was a very extraordinary circumstance.
只有主耶稣才做得到。
Only the Lord Jesus could have done so.
那同样这件事情也记载在路加福音。
The same account is also recorded in the book of Luke.
好，所以我们今天早上以路加第九章来一起学习。
So today we will learn from Luke chapter 9.
我们看路加第九章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 9.
二十八节跟二十九节。
Luke 9 verses 28 and 29. 28. Now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James and went up to the mountain to pray. As he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered and his robe became white and glistening.
在第九章里面记载主耶稣有两件很重要的神迹。
Chapter 9 records two miracles that happened in the Lord Jesus.
今天我们信主耶稣的两种体验。
Today is the two experiences that we receive when we believe in Lord Jesus.
从第十节到十七节。
Verse 10 to 17.
主耶稣变饼给五千个人吃。
The Lord Jesus made bread to feed 5,000.
因为他们听主耶稣讲道到太阳下山。
For they had listened to Lord Jesus' sermon until the sun had set.
那主耶稣就怜悯他们。
So the Lord had compassion on them.
变饼给他们吃。
And he was able to transform the bread so that they could all be fed.
这个代表我们信主以后可以从神得到生活上的看顾。
And this represents that after we have received, believed in the Lord, we will have our daily needs taken care of by the Lord.
先求神的国，神的义。
We first seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
那日用的饮食，神就要赐给我们。
And all the daily bread that we need will be added to us.
那这一次的体验，有很多人就要拥护耶稣作王。
And after that experience, many wanted to exalt him as king.
然后到处去寻找主耶稣。
And they searched all over for him.
我们可以看到他们对主耶稣是有热忱的。
We see that they had the zeal for him.
但是他们的热忱是因为吃饼得饱。
But that fervor only came about being fed by the bread.
所以神给我们体验一些物质上、肉体上的恩典，会让我们信仰充满这个动力来寻找神。
So when the Lord gives us some kind of physical or material blessing, it can motivate us to pursue Him.
但是到了路加的第九章的后半。
But in the latter half of Luke chapter 9,
我们刚刚看就是主耶稣变貌。
We read earlier that Jesus transfigured.
那变貌给多少人看？
How many people did he transfigure himself to?
三个人看。
For three people.
那这个变貌的体验是一种灵性上心灵上的满足。
And this experience of seeing the transfiguration is a satisfaction that can be had in their hearts and in their spirits.
所以彼得说我们在这里真好。
That is why Peter says, it is good for us to be here.
他希望永远住下来跟主同在。
He desired to be there forever with the Lord.
所以当我们的信仰再继续的追求。
When we continue to pursue in our faith,
到最后我们真正的享受是主耶稣的同在。
Then in the end, our true satisfaction and contentment is merely the abidance of Jesus only.
到了那个程度，我们就不会想离开他。
And when we reach that level, we will no longer have any desire to leave him.
因为这个经验已经超越了变饼的经验。
Because that kind of experience has already surpassed that of transforming the bread.
所以有时候我们看到有的人信主以后好像没事情做。
So we see that some people, when after they believe in the Lord, it may seem that they have nothing much to do.
我已经受洗了。
They feel that
没有什么困难。
I've already been baptized. My life is pretty smooth.
就这样一天过一天。
And so I'll just live each day as it is.
但是如果我们从圣经看。
But when we seek in the Bible,
信仰应该是可以不断的成长。
Our faith can continually to grow.
是我们对神的认识跟体验越来越深入，越来越活泼。
Depending on our understanding and our knowledge of the Lord, if we come to know Him more, our lives can be even be more full of vitality.
就好像彼得、雅各、约翰一样。
Just like Peter, James, and John.
好，那从这个神迹，我们来思考几点。
From this miracle, we can ponder a couple of points.
好，我们看路加的第九章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 9.
好，刚读了二十八节。
Verse 28。
说了这个话，八天，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。
Now it came to pass about 8 days after those sayings that he took Peter, James, and John and went up to the mountain to pray.
这里特别提到主耶稣带三个人上山去祷告。
Here specifically writes of three people whom Lord Jesus took up to the mountain to pray.
二十九节才说祷告的时候主耶稣变貌。
In 29 it says, as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered.
但是二十八节上山祷告这是一个很重要的关键。
But a key point is in verse 28 where he went up the mountain to pray.
那山代表什么？
What does the mountain represent?
在旧约、新约，山常常代表属灵的高处。
In the Old and New Testaments, the mountain represents a high level or pinnacle of a faith.
上山祷告，就是我们在灵性上要不断的往上爬。
To us, it means that in our spiritual life, we must continue to climb this spiritual mountain.
在属灵的高处来与神灵交。
And in the spiritual high ground, we can commune with God.
这样我们的享受就不是在山下的这个世界。
Then our satisfaction is no longer with the earthly pleasures.
是山上与主同在变貌的那个主耶稣本身。
But rather on the mountain with the Jesus that has been transfigured.
在旧约时代里面。
In the Old Testament.
特别好像在摩西五经里面提到摩西有好几次上山。
In the Torah, especially mentions that Moses went up the mountain several times.
那这几次的上山都代表他灵性上的一个很重要的一个突破。
And each time he went up the mountain, it represented a breakthrough that he had in his faith.
他上到山上来领受十诫。
He went up the mountain to receive the tablets for the commandments.
他上到山上去观看神，又吃又喝。
He went up the mountain to see God, to eat and drink.
再来，他上到山上为以色列百姓禁食祷告四十天。
And also, he went up the mountain to pray, to fast and pray for 40 days and 40 nights for the Israelites.
不但神赦免以色列百姓的罪。
Lord, not only forgive the Israelites of their sins.
摩西下山的时候面皮发光。
But when Moses descended from the mountain, his face shone brightly.
所以这个山是属灵的高处。
So this mountain represents a spiritual high point.
那今天我们对神的体验增加，我们需要上山去祷告。
Today, the more as our knowledge increases in the Lord, we must ascend the mountain to pray.
在以西结书里面
，In the book of Ezekiel,
刚刚开始的时候
，In the beginning,
在提到当时所罗门所建的圣殿。
It talks about the temple that Solomon had constructed.
荣耀渐渐离开圣殿。
The glory of God gradually left the temple.
以西结看到异象，包括圣殿里面在拜偶像。
Ezekiel saw a vision and included people worshiping idols in the temple.
特别神只是在异象中只是要把墙挖一个洞。
And the in the vision, God instructed him to make a hole in the wall.
外表看不出来，那个洞一挖进去，看到这里面在拜偶像。
And so from the outside, they could not see what was going on. But once they saw into the hole, they saw the people inside were worshiping idols.
所以神的荣耀渐渐就离开的圣殿。
And so the glory of God gradually left, departed from the temple.
神的荣耀一离开，圣殿就被拆毁。
When the glory of God departed, the temple was destroyed.
但是到了以西结书的后半。
But in the latter half of the book of Ezekiel,
又看到另外一个殿。
We saw another kind of a temple.
这个殿呢是造在山上的。
And this temple was erected on the mountain.
好，我们看以西结书的四十三章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel 43.
四十章第二节。
Ezekiel 40.
第二节。
Verse 2.Verse 2, in the visions of God, he took me into the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain. On it, toward the south, was something like the structure of a city. Verse 3, he took me there, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze. He had a line of flax and a measuring rod in his hand, and he stood in the gateway. In the vision, the Lord God sent, took him to the land of Israel and set him on a very high mountain. And the south was something like the structure of a city. And onwards, it describes this holy city in his vision. It was constructed on the mountain. Now, there was an order on this temple.
我们看43章,
Let us read chapter 43.
43章的12节,
43 verse 12. Verse 12, this is the law of the temple. The whole area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy. Behold, this is the law of the temple.
这就是殿的法则。
It here says this is the law of the temple.
在山的四围要称为圣。
The whole area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy.
在圣经里面神说, 你们要圣洁。
In the Bible, God says, be holy.
因为我是圣洁。
For I am holy.
这一座殿, 当然是神的荣光充满了。
This temple, of course, filled with the glory of God.
为什么?
Why?
因为这有一个法则。
For there is the law of the temple.
就是全界要称为圣。
Which is that the whole area there shall be holy.
所以今天我们跟神的关系需要不断的成长。
So today, our relationship with God must continue to build and grow.
教会需要不断的成长。
The church also must grow.
教会是在这个地上建立的。
The church is built here on the earth.
因为主耶稣说我们不要离开世界。
Lord Jesus says, do not depart from this world.
我们不属世界。
But do not be of the world.
但是我们不要离开世界。
Be in the world, but not of the world.
我们是属神的。
For we are of God.
但是在这个世界里面,
but in this world,
要怎么成圣?
How do we become holy?
那这个是, 一个很重要努力的目标。
This is a very important goal that we must strive after.
所以我们受洗以后, 怎么成圣?
After we are baptized, how do we become holy?
受洗是称义, 这是恩典。
To receive baptism is to be called just to be justified.
这是借着信心神给我们的恩典。
And this is a grace given by God through our faith.
在身份上我们是 神的王子。
And in status we are the prince of God.
非常尊贵。
We are very noble.
神是圣灵给我们证明。
And God blessed us with the Holy Spirit as evidence.
从我们心里呼叫天上的神阿爸父。
So that from the, our hearts, we can cry out, Abba, Father.
但是这个身份得到以后,
but once we have received this noble status,
要怎么在实质上能够成圣?
How can we continue to sanctify ourselves?
这就是我们的努力。
This is what we should strive after.
所以当我们越来越成圣, 我们就跟那个圣洁的神越来越靠近。
So the more we sanctify ourselves, the more we become closer and closer to the most holy God.
我们的体验就会越来越活泼, 越来越深入。
And our experiences will be more full of life and more in depth.
所以圣跟俗, 教会里面一出去就是俗事啊, 进到教会就是圣。
And so secular and sacred, when you come to the church, it's sacred. When you go out in the world, it becomes secular.
因此我们在教会里面呢, 要避免教会俗化。
And so it is important for us not to secularize the church.
俗话, 你就发现, 没有办法体验到神。
For once the church is secularized, you find it is very difficult to experience God here.
因为神是圣的。
For God is holy, sacred.
那当然要成圣啊, 这个标准是比较高的。
Of course, in order to be sanctified, in order to be holy, there's a higher requirement.
所以犹大书里面说, 要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
The book of Jude says that we must edify ourselves by the most holy.
当然我们在 信仰的过程, 有时候人会用很多的见证, 来兼顾我们的信心。
Through our walk of faith, we may build up our faith through testimonies.
见证告诉有神, 神是很有能力, 神爱我们, 神与我们同在。
And those testimonies testify of the existence of God, that He loves us and that He is with us.
但是这些神迹是要证明所传的道。
But these miracles merely testify to the word that is preached.
那真的要救我们的是这个道。
But the thing that can truly save us is the word.
那真的会让我们成圣的是这个道。
And the thing that can truly sanctify us is the word.
所以我们在神迹上来体验到神的能力跟神的爱。
So through miracles, we can come to experience God's power and His mercy.
但是在神的道理上要再造就自己，这样我们对神的体验才会深入。
But we must edify ourselves through the word of God so that our faith can grow even deeply rooted.
所以约翰福音里面主耶稣说
So in the book of John, the Lord Jesus says,
求你用真理使他们成圣。
Sanctify them by your word.
就是神的话。
Which is the word of God.
所以我们要常常用神的话认识他，来调整我们的思想观念。
Thus we must,
动机价值观
Thus we must constantly use the word of God to adjust our values, our concepts, and our perspective on life.
当我们这个调整过的时候，我们发现我们每一个决定在神面前都是对的。
And after these things have been adjusted, we see that everything that we do would be pleasing in the eyes of God.
因为每一件事情都是对的，神就喜欢了。
Because they are done correctly, right.Then they are pleasing in the eyes of God.
但是这个调整本身呢，常常是一种痛苦的过程。
But this way of self-examination and adjustment is a difficult process to go through.
所以要成圣的过程是需要有一些痛苦的经历。
So the process of sanctification, you have to go through some difficult trials.
比方说，我们在世界上有人的地方就有高低，有大小。
For instance, anywhere in the world where there's a group of people, there will be those who are higher, those are lower, those are more important and less important.
连主耶稣的门徒也是在比谁大谁小。
Even the Lord Jesus' disciples were comparing who was greater than the other.
所以有时候我们也会听人在讲我这些平信徒，我把自己形容作平信徒。
And some people describe themselves as merely a believer, a member.
那圣经没有这句话，什么叫做平信徒？
This Bible does not actually have this kind of word for the believer.
那如果有所谓平信徒，就是有比信徒更高的。
Because if you're merely a believer or a member, then that means there's somebody that's even greater than you.
这个可能是从其他教会的刊物里面拿出来。
This perhaps comes from literature from other churches.
那在神的面前呢？
But before God,
我们并没有什么高低。
There is no one who is greater or less than another.
因为我们都是神所拣选的。
For we are all chosen by God, we are all part of the same body.
甚至圣经里面说工人是为信徒设立的。
The Bible even says that the workers are established for the believers.
这个职分是神赐的，当然是尊贵的。
And these roles are set in order to serve.
但是它的次序是在信徒之下。
But their order is beneath that of the members or the believers.
那大小呢?
How about who is greater or lesser?
主耶稣说，谁愿为大的，他就要做众人的仆人，服侍人。
Lord Jesus says that those who desire to be the greatest shall be the servant of all.
忽然间我们发现这个观念跟世界的观念完全不一样。
We find that this concept is very different, very contrasting to that of the world.
不是我在世界上大人，我在教会就是大人。
Doesn't mean that if we're a great person in the world, that means we're a great person here in the church.
如果在世界上是大人，
If in the world we are a very important or highly regarded person,
我也可能在教会变成大人。
Then in the church you could also become a great person.
那怎么做？
And how do you do that?
就是跟主耶稣一样往下降来服侍人。
So imitate the Lord Jesus by lowering yourself to serve others.
所以有时候从社会进到教会，这个整个心态都不一样。
So sometimes when we go from society into the church, our entire heart And mindset should change.
因此把社会搬进教会，这个叫俗化。
And so if we take this what we learn in society and try to implant it in the church, that is to secularize the church.
那我们在教会里面用神的话来调整，这个叫做圣化。
But when we use the word of God in the church to make adjustments to our lives and to our way of thinking, that is to sanctify.
所以我们信仰要爬到山上，这样来跟神连交。
And so our faith, we must ascend up to the mountaintop in order to commune with God.
那在我们读经的马可第九章里面
，In our Bible reading of Mark chapter 8,
第八章的 三十三节。
Mark chapter 8, verse 33. But when he had turned around and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men.
这里在提到体贴神的意思跟体贴人的意思。
Here is talking about being mindful to the things of God and to the things of men.
在世界上常常做人做事是凭着关系。
In the world, we often do things based on our relationship with another person.
但是当我们来到教会,
But when we come to the church,
我们最重要的考虑是什么?
What's our most important consideration?
什么是神的旨意?
What is the will of God?
怎么做能够让神高兴?
What can we do to please God?
这个超越个人的关系。
This surpasses our personal relationships with each other.
所以这个圣跟俗啊，是内心最深处的一个尊神为大的一个表现。
And so, whether you are considered secular or sacred, it really resides in how you place God in your heart.
要爬到山上去。
We must ascend to the mountaintop.
那这主耶稣变貌。
When Jesus was transfigured,
原来照着外貌，他并不吸引人。
He had an ordinary countenance, exterior. He was not very attractive.
但是在他的肉体上这个外貌的里面
，But what was inside his skin？
就是他里面那一个人
，Which was that person inside？
其实是非常的荣耀
，It's a very glorious being。
他就是天上的神降世为人
，He is the Almighty God in heaven that descended into the world as a human。
所以外面这个人不吸引人，但是里面这个人，如果我们认识他，我们就被他吸引了。
So although the outer man does not attract many people, but the inner man is able to attract many.
所以今天我们到教会，到底是什么在吸引我们
？So today, what really attracts us to church?
如果我们来教会是因为活动在吸引我们。
If we come to church because of the activities,
活动结束我们就离开了。
And after the activities conclude, we all go our separate ways.
如果我们到教会是因为某一个人在吸引我。
If we come to church because a certain person draws us there,
那某一个人不在，我们就离开了。
And when that person is no longer there, we will also not come back.
或者某一个人得罪了我，大概我就离开了。
Or if that particular person offends me, then I no longer come here again.
那如果我来教会是因为什么个人的利益
？But if I come to church because of some kind of personal gain,
一件利益结束，我们就离开了。
Now once we receive that kind of benefit, we will leave.
那是什么会让我们一直停留在这里
？Then what is it that causes us to be here continually？
就是彼得在变帽山上所说的那一句话。
It is the words that Peter had uttered on the mountain.
我们在这里真好。
It is good for us to be here.
因为主耶稣在那里改变形象。
For there the Lord Jesus was transfigured.
好，我们现在回来看路加福音第九章。
Now let's turn back to Luke chapter 9.
三十三节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 33.Then it happened as they were parting from him that Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us...
这里说我们在这里真好。
Here it says, it is good for us to be here.
那他打算住三座棚坐三座棚继续住下来。
And Peter wanted to make three tabernacles and continue to stay there.
山上什么也没有。
There was nothing on the mountaintop.
但是他竟然想要继续住下去。
But yet he wanted to continue staying there.
可见看到耶稣变貌，那个体验已经超越了这些吃饼的德宝。
So we can infer that by him experiencing the Lord's transfiguration, it surpassed that of the experience of feeding the 5,000.
到了这个程度，跟从耶稣就不是因为我吃过他变的饼。
When he got reached this level, it was you no longer follow Jesus because of the bread.
是因为我看到他荣耀的形象。
But because he has seen the glory of Lord Jesus Christ.
人世间最高的经验就是经验神。
The highest experience in our life is to experience God.
神是荣耀的。
God is glory.
神住在各众人的不能靠近的光。
And he dwells in the light that men cannot even get near.
神就是爱。
God is love.
神是伟大的。
And he is awesome.
千万的天使在歌颂他。
And there are multitudes of angels that praise him.
所以当我们对这一位神有认识、有体验。
So when we come to have an understanding of this God,
我们就永远不会离开他。
Then we will never desire to leave him.
所以不会离开神，到最后还是我们跟神之间的关系。
So in the end, whether or not we leave God, it depends upon our personal relationship with God.
所以我们的信仰需要超越。
And so we need to have a breakthrough in our faith.
超越带我们来信主的那些人。
We need to have a breakthrough in our faith so it no longer is dependent upon those who brought us to church.
最后我们直接上到山上来体会神。
In the end, we go up to the mountain ourselves to experience God, to know him.
真的活着以神为喜乐。
And we truly live a life that is joyful because of God.
每一天的生活都在享受神。
And every day in our lives, we can experience the satisfaction of God himself alone.
而当我们的灵性达到能够享受神。
So when our spiritual life has achieved the point where we can find satisfaction in God alone,
我们就发现我们对环境的适应力就很强。
Then we find that we are able to, we're not able to be pulled away by the many attractions in this world.
不一定，一定要这样我才可以活，不一定这样我就不能活，不是这样。
There is never any absolutes in this world that we have to continue doing in order to live a good life.
所以在腓立比书里面，
So in the book of Philippians,
保罗在提到喜乐。
Paul talks about rejoicing.
那个喜乐竟然是在监牢里面写的。
And that kind of joy he was writing about, he was written when he was in
prison. 在最恶劣的环境里面。
In the most harsh situation.
他体会到神就是他的安慰。
He was able to experience God as his refuge.
神就是他的力量。
God was his strength.
神就是他的盼望。
God was his hope.
当一个信仰达到那个程度，
When a person's faith reaches that level,
监牢也不能改变他的跟神的关系。
Prison can no longer bind the relationship that he has with God.
我们今天跟神的关系太容易改变了。
Today, our relationship with God can be so easily changed.
稍微给我们一点祝福，哎，不见了。
It's very fickle. God gives us a little bit of blessing, and then it's gone.
我们稍微遇到一点挫折，哎，不见了。
Or if we encounter any kind of or offended by somebody else, we leave.
所以我们对神需要更深入的去认识，去体验。
And so we need to have an even deeper understanding and deeper experience of God.
跟他有更深入的关系。
So have a deeper relationship with God.
哥林多后书，我们来看。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
18节。
Chapter 3, verse 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
这里说我们可以敞着脸看见主的荣光。
Here it says we can behold the Lord's face.
在旧约时代，认识神有一个障碍。
In the Old Testament time, there was a veil that was blocking.
所以人没有办法完全认识神。
And so people could not approach and come to know the Lord directly.
到了新约时代。
But in the New Testament,
主就是那个灵。
And Lord is that Spirit.
那主的灵在哪里，那里就得自由。
And wherever the Lord's Spirit is, that place has a liberty.
所以圣灵已经把认识神那个障碍拿掉。
So the Holy Spirit has already removed that obstacle, that veil.
圣灵把神本身启示在我们心里面。
And the Holy Spirit has already revealed the Lord into our hearts.
所以当我们被圣灵充满，不断的去研读神的话。
So when we are filled by the Holy Spirit and we continue to pursue after the words of God,
我们就在里面看到神的荣光。
In His words, we can see His glory of God.
看到神的荣美。
We can see the beauty of God.
看到神的安慰。
We can see the comfort of God.
看到神的盼望。
And we can see the hope in the Lord.
我们跟神的关系就越来越坚定。
And then our relationship with God will be solidified even more so.
所以我们需要不断的以神为乐。
And so we must continue to rejoice, to have the Lord as our joy,
来享受神本身。
And to enjoy, have satisfaction in God alone.
好，我们再回来看路加。
Let's return back to the book of Luke.
路加第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
36节。
Verse 36. When the voice had ceased, Jesus was found alone, but they kept quiet and told no one in those days any of the things that they had seen.
虽然有摩西跟以利亚一起显现，
Although Moses and Elijah appeared,
但是到最后只剩耶稣一个人。
But in the end, Jesus was there alone.
摩西向往看不见的父主。 摩西啊，向往那个看不见的富足。
Moses was going towards the riches that cannot be seen.
所以他离开了王宫。
And so he left the palace.
他有没有得到？
Did he receive in the end?
在神的国里面，他还活着。
Yes, he did because he was still alive in the kingdom of God.
他跟那个变貌的主是在一起。
And he appeared with the transfigured Lord.
以利亚是以色列的战车马兵。
Elijah was the chariots of the Israelites.
是以色列百姓信仰复兴很重要一个工人。
He was a very important worker that revived the faith of the Israelites.
他不经历死，直接升天。
He did not experience death, but was taken up.
所以这两个人都为神做美好的工作。
These two workers labored, did important work for the Lord.
到最后也都在神的国里面来享受神的荣耀。
And in the end, they were able to enjoy the glory of God in His kingdom.
但是在最后这个山上只见耶稣一人。
But in the end, on this mountain, it was only Jesus alone.
因为这一些都是人啊，都是工具。
Because all of these were people, they were vessels.
所以到最后啊，那个真的存在还是主耶稣一个人。
And so in the end, the only one that remained was Lord Jesus Himself.
所以我们在教会里面啊
，So in the church,
到最后不管谁做什么工。
In the end, no matter who does what kind of work,
只见耶稣一人。
We should see Jesus only.
因为我们都是工具。
Because we are only vessels.
只有神值得得到荣耀。
Only God is worthy of the glory.
我们都是无用的器皿。
We are all useless vessels.
我们做的是应该是我们本分。
We have only done what is according to our abilities.
唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
322首。
Let us rise and sing hymn 322. Please be seated.
我们最后要一起来祷告。
And now finally, we will pray together.
祷告是我们经历神非常有效的一个方法。
Prayer is a very effective way for us to come to experience God.
主耶稣每天都到旷野去祷告。
Lord Jesus went out into the wilderness to pray daily.
因为旷野是非常清静的地方。
For the wilderness was a very place of solitude.
所以他在祷告中可以不受到阻碍。
And there, thus his prayer was unimpeded.
在这里主耶稣变貌，他爬到山上去祷告。
And here, Lord Jesus went up to the mountain and was transfigured.
在圣经里面，山也可以代表教会。
In the Bible, the mountain can also represent the church.
教会是充满万有者所充满的。
The church is filled by the all in all.
充满万有者就是神。
Which is filled by God.
所以教会这个神的宝血洁净这一群人是神所充满的。
So the believers in the church are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ and is filled by God.
所以从外表上看起来教会好像没有什么外貌。
So from the outer appearance, it may seem that the church doesn't have any.
大家都很普通。
Everyone seems very ordinary.
但是从属灵上来看，
But from a spiritual perspective,
教会是非常宝贵的。
A church is very, indeed very precious.
是荣耀的神所充满的地方。
It is the place that is filled by the glorious God.
特别在一个教会有神的灵同在。
Especially at a church that has the abidance of the Lord's Spirit.
这个同在就代表他是基督的身体。
And this abidance represents that this is the body of Christ.
因为身体要有灵魂才是活的。
For the body needs the spirit in order to be alive.
所以一个有生命的教会是可以体会到圣灵的一个教会。
And so a church with life is a life that is a church that can experience the Holy Spirit.
今天我们在这里就是可以体会到圣灵的浇灌。
And today here we can experience the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
那我们体会到圣灵，就知道神就在这里。
And when we experience the Holy Spirit, we know that God is with us.
借着圣灵，神已经住在我们里面，与我们同在。
And through the Holy Spirit, God dwells in us and abides with us.
而且圣灵要给我们很多的帮助。
And the Holy Spirit will provide us a help.
他是安慰者。
It is the comforter.
我们的忧伤，我们的痛苦。我们的委屈圣灵都可以把它拿掉。
Our suffering, our pains, can all and our sorrows can all be taken away by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵能够让我们里面那个人刚强起来。
The Holy Spirit can allow and strengthen our inner self.
使我们里面这个人能够来面对很多外在环境的改变跟很多的困难。
So that the inner person can stand up to the outer the environment. and endure many trials and difficulties.
圣灵给我们智慧，让我们来认识神。
The Holy Spirit gives us wisdom so that we can come to know God.
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit pours the love of God into our hearts.
圣灵充满了教会，是神的爱充满了教会。
The Holy Spirit fills the church as God's Spirit, God Himself fills the church.
这是神同在的教会。
And this is the church with God's abidance.
所以祷告被圣灵充满，这是非常重要的一个努力的目标。
And so it's a very important goal for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit when we pray.
所以我们最后要一起来祷告。
And so now we will pray in one accord.
如果我们要求圣灵。
If we desire to pray for the Holy Spirit,
要接受代祷,
if we desire to have to be prayed for,
或者要按手祷告,
or to receive the laying of hands in our prayer,
请我们到前面来,
please come forward to pray.
我们一起来祷告,
let us all pray in one accord.